Restoring My Soul, Monday the 5th of January, Rest and Refreshing. When we recognize that we do not know how to pray as we should, the Holy Spirit helps our weakness by making intercession for us with groanings that are too deep for comprehension. As we pray in the Holy Spirit, we join the fellowship of the prayer meeting of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In this fellowship, we are edified, which means we are confirmed, built up, and restored. In other words, we are refreshed and equipped to be led by the Spirit in the works of obedience that belong to our sanctification as sons of God in Christ. For this reason, Jude encouraged us to pray in the Holy Spirit, explaining that through prayer in the Spirit, we are able to build ourselves up in our most holy faith and keep ourselves in the love or fellowship of God. Significantly, once established in this fellowship, we have a participation in the ministry of the gospel through which others can receive the promise of the Spirit and can enter the rest that belongs to their predestination as a son of God. By the Holy Spirit, in whom we have been immersed, the seven spirits of God flow out of our hearts as rivers of living water. This is the water of the Word that brings healing and refreshing to those who receive it. Prophesying of our participation in the ministry of rest and refreshing by the Spirit, Isaiah declared, "Whom will he teach knowledge, and whom will he make to understand the message? Those just weaned from milk? Those just drawn from the breasts? For precept must be upon precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue he will speak to this people, to whom he said, 'This is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing.'" The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 8, verse 26, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4, Jude chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6, John chapter 7, verse 38, Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 7 to 12, and Isaiah chapter 28, verses 9 to 12. For further study, Isaiah chapter 28.